The Virginia case is one of dozens making its way into courtrooms all over the country. At the heart, two couples fighting to end the voter-approved constitutional amendment from 2006. It designated marriage as being only between a man and woman and also barred recognition in the state of same-sex unions performed elsewhere. Earlier this year, a federal district court judge in Norfolk ruled the marriage ban is unconstitutional, but stayed that decision, anticipating appeals. Hundreds of Virginians have been convening for 2 days of events planned statewide. Here's the Sangster family, John and Carrie, in Christiansburg.
We came out in support of equal love for everyone, and we wanted our kids to know this is what we support and this is the world we want them to grow up in.
We want them to know that when they grow up, they have the freedom to love whomever they choose, that we will support them.
But on the other side, those who say the state has an obligation to protect children from same-sex unions, saying heterosexual parents provide optimal child rearing. 18 states in the District of Columbia now allow same-sex partners to marry. The Human Rights Campaign says the Virginia case is one of nine to have reached the federal appeals court level. Both sides expect this case, or a similar one, will ultimately be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.